Bad economic times make for good students, it looks like. What gets people to sit up and pay attention in class? Knowing that unemployment is the most likely career path out there. That's the conclusion, not exactly a shocker, from some new federal data that show that the number of Americans graduating from college has jumped in recent years, with more students enrolling in school, more actually graduating as well. Joining us now is Claudia Golden, who's professor of economics at Harvard University. Welcome, Professor.
Welcome to you, too.
So is this just students sort of scared stiff by the recession, finding a little refuge, or does it constitute something of an upgrade for the workforce going forward?
I think much of it is the latter, because we have seen this increase before the Great Recession, and we have seen it during the Great Recession. It's a little bit of both, but it does look right now like it is that returns to college are just very high. And we are seeing it just about across the board. We're seeing it for white men, definitely white women, definitely Hispanics and African Americans too.
Now, it's hard to tell from these data, but it would be important that the places that people are going to study, the kinds of skills that they're getting, are actually for jobs that are going to be available once they get out. Is there any indication that people's college choices get sharper in the midst of a recession, or do we still have a lot of English majors? Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that at all, but it is the case that students are disproportionately going into majors, for example, in the healthcare sector, as well as in other sectors that we have great demand for.
I guess there's some sort of commentary that if people are going back to school only during a recession, it suggests that they aren't completing their education or they aren't taking full advantage of higher education at the times when they should. Would you recommend, or do the statistics show that jumping into the workforce too early is a mistake?
I don't know if jumping into the workforce too early is always a mistake, but it is probably a mistake when the returns to education are so high and when the labor market is demanding often very specific skills and when firms are not providing the training.
What was the impact on American society post-Depression when so many people, for a variety of reasons, stayed in school or went back to school or found school as an option in hard economic times?
Well, in the very hard economic times of the Great Depression, when unemployment rates were double digit and when young people could not find work and when, in fact, laws changed so that very young people were not going to be employed, they went to high school in very large numbers across industrial America, particularly male stayed in high school. High school enrollment rates and graduation rates soared. Class sizes increased by a tremendous amount. And that then led to a group of men who went into World War II, for example, as high school graduates. The high school graduation rate was already high, but in much of industrial America, it wasn't as high as it was later to be during the Great Depression.
And then with the GI Bill after World War II, we really transformed the American workforce.
We transformed certain parts of the American workforce. The college graduation rates and the college going rates were relatively high for a rich country then. We were certainly the leaders then in having our young people go to college, but it certainly increased rates by quite a lot after, in the late 40s and early 50s, there really was a huge increase in college going by young men.
Not the same scale today, but certainly echoes of some of the same social changes that are possible from these statistics. Claudia Golden, thanks so much.
Certainly.
Claudia Golden is a professor of economics at Harvard University.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.